free to bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We had an incoherent call come in last hour that mentioned Jesse James as a hero, almost. And I figured we should point out that according to Wikipedia, at least, although James has often been mythically portrayed, even prior to his death, as a kind of Robin Hood, robbing from the rich and giving to the poor, this is incorrect. His robberies only enriched him and his gang. Not that it would be okay for him to rob from the rich and give to the poor either, but just to point out, this guy is not the mythical wonder that people might make him out to be. Says here that the James brothers were Confederate guerrillas during the Civil War, during which they were accused of participating in atrocities committed against Union soldiers. After the war, as members of one gang or another, they perpetrated many bank robberies, which often resulted in the murder of bank employees or bystanders. And they also waylaid stagecoaches and trains. So just figured we'd clear the record out there on Jesse James, whether he was a good guy or not.
Stealing people's money, not good.
Nope. Let's continue with your phone calls, and we'll talk to Mark in Indiana. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Mark. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Just a couple things. First off, on the idea of secession, I'm more than behind it, of course. But I disagree with that. One of the elements he had is not voting. If you don't vote, is this going to be more of the same? I think it.
If you do vote, it's just going to be more of the same. When has voting on a national level changed anything?
No. I think at the state level, get your state reps to get behind the idea.
He was saying stay out of the Washington elections. He did not advocate stopping voting at the state level.
Well, I don't know if I don't know how this would work if you contact your state rep or your federal rep to recommend. I mean, I don't think it'd be. I think it's state rep because then he could. I guess I don't know how that would work, but I don't think it'd be at the federal level because then they won't have jobs, you know?
Well, I'm not sure what point you're trying to make.
I think people need to focus. Well, get rid of the idea, this catastrophic disaster that's Washington, D.C. and the federal government. Focus everything with their state reps because if you tell your federal congressman, you email him, contact him, however, just to see about secession, he won't have a job.
Right. So what you're saying is that there's no point in talking to a federal person about seceding, whereas if you push local representatives, then you have some sway there because, well, you know, if they don't push secession, then you can vote them out next time around, and you've got more, you just have more influence on a state level, especially in a smaller state, someplace like New Hampshire, where the representatives so-called represent a smaller area, a smaller amount of people, so that you've got a much better potential to influence people like that. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. And I don't think I think it'll be, I mean, it's done already. It's just, I think the federal government's pretty much on fumes right now. I'm waiting. It'll be exciting to see. I think once one state does it, and I know a couple states are talking about it, you know, Hawaii, Vermont and stuff, but once one state does it, it's done. It's over for the federal government.
The dominoes hopefully will start to fall at that point. One state will go, and then others will be encouraged by their success. And if the feds presumably don't roll in tanks or drop a nuclear weapon or something like that, which I don't think is very likely.
I think that idea is pretty preposterous. I don't. They're going to realize. I mean, there's already enough panic right now there, and it's just getting across the entire public, entire brainwashed public that, oh, yeah, the federal government's still in control, can still do all this. Well, not if we say it doesn't, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think you guys will be getting more people up to New Hampshire once. I know the argument against is that, well, it's good to go up there now while things are just getting going. But once a major law or government program, something like that is repealed, tax repeal, then I think you guys are going to see. Is there anything like that in the works right now? Well,
a repeal?
Not that I know of.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head. We've once again managed to hold off
holding the
tremendous
line.
Growth of government in several areas. And most notably, I can think of off the top of my head, the seatbelt ruling here. We still don't have seatbelts, and it was close. But And I agree with you that once there's a big victory or two or three under our belts, then we can really show people we'll be better off. However, we have little ones, and it's at this point a little program. We've only had a few hundred movers, and the idea is to get a few thousand.
I wonder what would be more persuasive to a potential mover. Would a big victory in New Hampshire be more persuasive than a new, awful, tyrannical law being forced upon them in their current location?
That, too.
Thanks, Mark, for the call. Yes, sir?
It sounds like what you're kind of saying is just holding off. That's not the goal, but what they're doing so far is just holding off, against more tyranny. It's just good to hold it off, but it needs to roll back severely.
Well, I agree with you, which is why people need to get here sooner rather than later. Instead of sitting on the fence and watching and waiting to see what happens, you'd be much more useful actually here with your boots on the ground, getting involved in activism, getting out there and joining up and helping us, because then we can have those successes happen sooner rather than later. They're going to come. It's just that they'll happen sooner if people get here sooner. Mark, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. People need to start talking about secession, and we're going to continue that discussion here in a moment. Let's continue with your calls, though, in the first place. It's Eric in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Eric.
Hello. How are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind, Eric?
I'd like to raise awareness with people about a public military high school which is opening in my county, DeKalb, Georgia.
There's one in Sarasota County, too.
Yes.
Yeah, so you can find more information about it by going to Google and typing DeKalb Military School.
And what are you suggesting people do about this?
I went to the local Board of Education meeting today and issued a statement on behalf of the Libertarian Party DeKalb. And you can view that statement at lpgeorgia.com. But, besides that, there's not much to do besides move to New Hampshire.
I do like that solution.
Because if I don't pay my taxes, then I know that the IRS will lock me in jail or something. And if I'm
likely the IRS is going to do anything to you than your local city government. If you, for instance, stopped paying property taxes, they would jump on you pretty quick. There are millions of people across the country that don't pay IRS taxes, and they get away with it year after year. I think you're much safer actually not paying federal income tax than you are not paying local taxes. That's where the real danger lies, in my opinion.
Okay. I did not know that.
Not to say the IRS won't happen to single you out, but for the most part, they seem to target people like Wesley Snipes and other celebrities in order to make a statement, though certainly they have gone after regular folk as well. But as far as the number of people that are caught and punished compared to the number of people that are not, it's pretty minuscule. Any other thoughts?
The other thoughts was, I've been working with the local Quaker organization, and I've been impressed with them because they actually stand to their principles of nonviolence.
They sure do. The Quakers, I'm sure there are a number of Quakers that won't pay for war, that they are not participating as much as possible in funding the federal government.
It's relatively common that they at least have that conversation amongst themselves.
And that's also something that you want to do, is if you're going to go down that road of not paying the federal government, and I fully support it. I personally avoid paying them as much as possible. Obviously, I can't avoid paying them like a cell phone tax or something, but anything else I can avoid, I will. If you go down that road, it's good to have people behind you, whether it's your local Quaker organization or whether you're up here in New Hampshire surrounded by other people and Quakers as well that are also not paying, then I think that makes your case that much stronger because you've at least got the moral support behind you in the event that something does occur. At least you won't be going at it alone. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So we're going to return to the topic of three easy steps for secession. In the first hour of the program, we were sharing a story from Strike the Root. Stuart Brown writing...
Strike-the-root.com.
Strike-the-root.com. Anyway, step one was to stop voting in Washington's elections and, let people know why you stopped. It's because, in my opinion, that you want to secede. If you're serious about secession, you can't participate in what's going on in Washington, D.C. You need to drop out as much as you possibly can, and that's one way you can do that.
I disagree. I think that if you go and vote...
Are you going to keep voting after you secede, too, Mark, just so you can reduce the damage to other people? More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And by the way, if you enjoyed this show, please help us out by voting for Free Talk Live. It's a once-a-month thing that we ask you to do. It'll only take you a moment, I mean less than a minute's time to go and do this. What you need to do is go to vote.freetalklive.com. And that's where you use your email address to cast your vote for the show. The email address isn't sold or spammed. It's just used as a verification thing to make sure that you are a real person and not some sort of robot script that's going and voting for us. So please take a moment to go to vote.freetalklive.com. You can leave a comment if you want. That's optional. Vote.freetalklive.com. It's a big difference for us because being number one on that top 10 list of podcasts every month, which as we've been for a long time
now. 2 years. More than 2 years we've
there been. There was a month there, I think, where we dropped out and we didn't have consistency.
I would need to be brought, you know, somebody needs to make me aware of that. I'm not sure.
You can check the back. You can go to Podcast Hell and you can check every month back.
You can, but you have to check every month. It doesn't just show you.
Anyway, it's been a long time. We've been number one.
And we're not
it.
Number one now, which I find very disturbing. We are we need votes. We need your vote. It's not like we're even close. There's 41 votes off the front here. Please.
So we need you.
Go vote. It will only take you a moment.
Yep. And whether you're a radio listener or an internet listener, this makes a big difference for us because being number one means more internet listeners coming, finding the show, inevitably converting into Free Talk Live amplifiers and helping promote Free Talk Live far and wide.
And when we are number one, we don't bother you with it by asking you to go vote. So just go vote now. Otherwise, we're going to ask you again tomorrow.
All right. Vote.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we will talk more about secession. The three-step plan to secession. We'll go to step number two. If you missed step one, back in the first hour, grab the archive later tonight. But step one was basically withdrawing participation from the federal government's voting process and making it known why. Because, well, you're not interested in the federal government anymore. You are a secessionist, and you want to get the hell out. So why would you want to participate in their system? Step two, we make clear to the world that as soon as we're able, we will stop funding Washington's madness, and we have no intention of ever paying back Washington's debt. They try to tell you it's your debt, but that's nonsense, because you didn't incur this debt. They did. You had nothing to do with those decisions. You did not consent to what they have done. And so make it clear. For years, Washington has grown in strength by pitting us against one another, promising to hand out money to one favored group while quietly stealing it from another. They've now overextended their hand and put themselves in a position of weakness that we must exploit if we're ever going to shake them loose. Americans already give over half of their income to government,
yeah.
And now they're on the hook for at least $200,000 more per person. What if some of the energy and money that in the past went toward winning our place in Washington instead went to spreading the word that anyone who wants out of this ridiculous downward cycle of national debt can get out if they just join us in secession? If enough of us start talking this way, it will most certainly hamper the already crippled treasury market. If we hamper the treasury market, we'll have cut off Washington's most valuable income source. And then things get interesting. Another characteristic of successful strategies against Goliath is that David so thoroughly abandons the old rules that Goliath calls foul and is surprised into making mistakes. From the coach of the team in Gladwell's article, quote, "My girls were all blonde-haired white girls." This is a basketball team. One time we were playing this all-black team from...
This was the basketball team that employed the unusual tactics and actually managed to
have success.
Yeah,
They were underdogs, basically.
Yeah. The girls were short and poorly skilled, and their coach was from some other country and really didn't know anything about basketball.
So one time we were playing this all-black team from East San Jose, and they had been playing for years. These were born with a basketball girls, and we were just crushing them. We were up 20-0. We wouldn't even let them inbound the ball, and the coach got so mad he took a chair and threw it. He started screaming at his girls. And of course, the more you scream at girls that age, the more nervous they get. Already the word treason is getting thrown at the large and growing secessionist movement. A particularly ugly post at Alternet compared secessionist to Timothy McVeigh. MSNBC's Chris Matthews called talk of secession whack job stuff, calling Rick Perry a bozo, saying, "You don't have a choice, buddy." Rachel Maddow called secessionist talk flirting to the point of adultery. We should take all of this as evidence that we are on the right track. We should know and be ready for the status insults to get much, much worse. And this leads us to the third step, which, by the way, I agree completely. When you are being attacked, as Gandhi said, first they insult you, then they laugh at you. Which way is it? First they laugh at you, then they insult you?
First they ignore you.
First they ignore you, then they laugh at you.
Laughing at you is insulting you.
Oh, okay. Then they laugh at you, then they fight you.
Then they fight you. Then you win.
So we are definitely at the insult phase here in New Hampshire. There was an article recently at the Keene Sentinel by somebody who says, "Free Staters, go home!" And he spent several paragraphs just... just releasing all kinds
of
tripe.
Some kind of
some editorial. I think it was an editorial. I'm not sure.
Well, Free Staters are home.
Yeah, we're not leaving.
I'm home.
But they're very upset. The Staters are very upset at what's happening here with the activist movement here in New Hampshire, and they're lashing out verbally. And that says to me, as it does, as Brown in this article says, that says to me we're doing something right. Step three on the path to secession. Even as the state and its cheerleaders grow increasingly hostile toward us, we remain entirely peaceful.
And yes.
I think this is the most critical step out of all of these.
Yep. If there's, you know, I understand being frustrated. Believe me, I understand being frustrated.
And angry.
I understand being angry. I understand thinking about violent thoughts about the government. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But the more you give in to that, the better chance they have of crushing the movement, crushing liberty.
Crushing everything.
Think about it. It wasn't, you know, and when the South seceded, it wasn't everyone in the South that fired on Fort Sumter. However, everyone in the South was subjugated to the North in 1865 when the North came in and took them back over.
Good point.
Even entertaining that stuff, I'm just of the opinion it just doesn't, it's of no use.
Absolutely. At its core, secession is the most peaceful way to solve any political conflict. And if we follow steps one and two, we're likely to see Washington's language grow ugly and their tactics grow desperate. It's crucial that when this happens, that we remain nonviolent. The guns in your garage might be itching to defend your freedom, but you need to leave them there until the next turkey shoot. If there's one thing Washington loves, it's a violent fight. Mm-hmm. And if we engage in one, we're right back to playing their game.
Mm-hmm.
And you're also lowering yourself to their level. If you stay peaceful, no matter what they do, if you stay peaceful, then you are always taking the higher road. When Washington...
You know, the only when it comes to the government, employing violence just simply isn't going to work. So even if they're doing the most awful atrocity you can imagine, you're just not going to win. You're better off remaining peaceful, remaining vigilant, and you know, standing up for what's right and taking the bullet or going to prison or whatever it is that they're going to give you, because you're not going to win. When it comes to the violent burglar coming into your house, this very rare incident where, you know, this guy wants to come into the house, steal your stuff, rape your kids and wife, and you know, this horrible madman. That's the one place I haven't been able to get past the idea of employing violence. But it's such a theoretical idea. I think it'd be like 1 in 1,000 people may ever have to deal with something like this in my life, maybe less, fewer.
800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. It's more likely that you'll experience violence from the government.
You experience the threat of violence every day from the government.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. By the way, those features include the archive. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours free. Front page of the website, freetalklive.com.
Audiblepodcast.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. You can play them right on your computer, too. You could try them out by downloading a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. This is a, it's like $10 or $11 value for an audiobook, and it's the whole unabridged audiobook, so you can go get Atlas Shrugged or A Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. There's all kinds of books over there. Pretty, a lot of the major ones I've seen on the New York Times bestseller up there. The Audacity of Hope by Barack Obama. All kinds of books. I'm not suggesting you get it, but you might want to read what the enemy has to say. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. You don't have that FTL there, you don't get the free book. Audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
All right, 800-259-9231. Just a few more thoughts here from Stephen Brown at strike-the-root.com. The story, secession in 3 easy steps. Step 1 was to withdraw from participating in anything in regards to Washington. I mean, he specifically said withdraw from the elections, but, withdraw from as much as you can. If you can get out of Social Security, get the hell out of that. And obviously, if you're not paying into the, if you decide to stop paying taxes, as I think that you should, then you can't collect from the, I mean, you can't morally collect anything from the government if you aren't paying into their system. So once you stop paying into Social Security, you also need to plan for your own retirement.
Yeah, that makes perfectly good sense.
Right. So, and then step three is, even as the state and its cheerleaders...
What was number two?
That was to withdraw, stop funding Washington's madness.
Okay. So stop voting, stop funding.
And then, as the state and its cheerleaders grow increasingly hostile toward us, we remain entirely peaceful. When Washington really starts to lose its cool towards secessionists, if we remain peaceful, Washington's credibility will wane even further, and our position will grow stronger. Eventually, this new approach becomes a positive feedback loop. So, step one, we stop voting altogether and proclaim as loud as we can that we're not participating because we have no confidence in the current system. The state's continued decline becomes their problem, not ours, and strengthens the argument in favor of secession. Step two, we proclaim ourselves as secessionists, both in public forums like the internet and in our own communities. And sitting down at dinner with your parents and friends and family and let them know. As the number of proclaimed secessionists grows, so does the chorus to repudiate the debt. This makes domestic and foreign creditors nervous. The already tanking treasury market will tank even more, depriving Washington of its most powerful source of funding. I'm not sure what its most powerful source of funding is. I'm no economic expert, but I would think that printing out bill
that's what
money
it
is the most
powerful. That's what that is.
That's the treasury market? That's
yes.
The same? Step three.
Well, in order to print out the money, they write debt notes for it.
I see. Step three, as the strength of our position grows through steps one and two, an increasingly threatened state will lash out at us, but we will remain peaceful. The nature of Washington will be laid bare for all to see, which, of course, all government is force, so that's what people will see. Our position will grow stronger, and the number of people willing to engage in step one will grow. As with all positive feedback loops, all it takes is enough energy on our part to get it started. Eventually, it will have enough momentum that it can't be stopped. In the Soviet Union, it took less than a decade to go from a tyrannical central state to widespread, successful secession. And whether the first big leap to freedom happens in New Hampshire, the San Francisco Bay, or outside of any geographical boundary, once the first group secedes, it will be much easier for others to follow. We shouldn't worry if the first step is less than perfect, say if Medicare is replaced with Texacare. If any single group in America pulls off real secession, the game is permanently changed. Secession is the great equalizer that counterbalances the dreadful incentives in a democracy. It's been against the rules for 150 years, and we need to put it back into play. To do so, we'll need the courage to recognize that our current strategy has failed. Defeating Goliath can only happen if we play our own game. So, my friends, put down your sword and pick up your stones. We have a giant to fell.
And, first off, I think that it's been a while since you read the very first line of this, and I think that the first few lines of this are the most powerful. And I'd like to say that I agree with...
The story about David and Goliath?
Just the how little guys tend to win if they use unorthodox tactics. Statistically, the underdog tends to win if they use unorthodox tactics. But I think that... The small disagreement I have with this is whether or not you should vote in a federal election or not.
I am no longer going to vote in federal elections.
Fine.
I'm a true secessionist.
I don't think that there's any point in voting in a federal election.
So stop.
But I think that if it makes you feel good, fine. If not, that's fine, too. I do think, however, it's a good opportunity to talk to people about secession.
Oh, yeah, talk a lot about secession.
Well, people like to talk about the election, and then you can say, I can't take it one way or the other. From what I can tell, one side's as bad and awful and tyrannical as the other. So I've decided to stop, and I'm just advocating for secession.
Absolutely.
Of the state of New Hampshire or Texas or whatever, wherever you happen to
those
be.
Those are the conversations that we need to be having. They need to be happening at dinner tables across this country. They need to be happening around the water cooler. They need to be happening on talk radio, your local talk shows. Call them up. Talk to them about it. National talk shows, talk about it. Get the idea, the concept of secession out there onto the table for people to start mulling over and thinking about. Because who has looked at the federal government and has said, wow, this is out of control? Whether it be the liberals in the Bush administration or the conservatives today.
You can use this terminology, giant warfare welfare state. Because, I think that that wraps up the two things that the two parties really hate about the centralized United States government.
Yeah.
What has it done for you? What has the giant warfare welfare state in Washington, D.C. done for you except extract your money and spend it very poorly or on things that you morally are against?
And why is it that you'd want to even stay with that?
Right.
Why would you want to stay with the federal government?
You know,
what's the point?
I know how people feel. My favorite, I believe, I didn't wear it today. I'm not wearing my Captain America t-shirt today, but my favorite superhero is Captain America. I love the idea of the red, white, and blue, but that's really it.
You'll still live in North America.
What's that?
You'll still live in North America.
I will still live in America. Captain America still would exist.
Yeah.
But, I guess that's it, though, right? That's the only thing I've got that is really just sort of that love of America thing that's been kind of beaten into me. And really, what patriotism is in the United States is a religion. It's the all-pervasive religion.
Let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything and talk to Dan is in New Jersey. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Dan.
What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just tuned in, so I don't know if you've covered any of this yet, but there's been some pretty unfortunate stuff going on over at Bureaucrash.
Yes, there has, and no, we have not yet talked about it. I was waiting to hear from someone like you, so fill our listeners in, and let's talk about what can be done about this.
Okay, basically, what happened was, as a lot of people may know, Pete Ayer, who is now with Motorhome Diaries, left the organization Bureaucrash.
I thought you said T-Bear. Pete Ayer, gotcha. Yeah.
Try to stay tuned in here. What are you trying?
No, Pete Ayer and Jason Talley, both are formerly of Bureaucrash.
I thought T-Bear was like an affectionate name for Jason Talley or something.
Yeah, that's right. T-Bear is an affectionate name for Jason Talley.
We don't bring
only
that
he and I use it.
Into the public.
Well, hold on. Let's set the stage here a little more. Bureaucrash, okay. For our listeners that don't know, is an organization that was launched by CEI, the Competitive Enterprise Institute, a few years ago. And the purpose was to essentially make liberty into a cool, hip thing that's it's no longer the world of the think tank, and it's no longer the world of academia. They're essentially, the goal, as I understood it, at least, of Bureaucrash, was to make liberty cool and hip and bring young people into the movement. That was the point of Bureaucrash, and of course to advocate getting in there and getting into the system and sort of crashing it, doing things that are a little outside the box, a little unusual. And I think that they had some great growth and some wonderful success in the early years under the direction of our friends Jason Talley and Pete Ayer, who are the two former crashers in chief of Bureaucrash. They have since left the organization, and so there was therefore the opening to fill for the new crasher-in-chief position. They've made their decision as to who they want, and some people are very upset about their choice. We'll come back with Dan and more of your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you support this show and you want to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations, and spread the word about freedom as far and as wide as possible. You get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only chat room, and more. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a disturbing development in the liberty world. We're liberty people. We are interested in achieving freedom, liberty in our lifetime. And to that end, there are a number of great organizations out there that are working toward a similar end. And I could go down the list of them, but I don't have time for it because there are so many of them out there. But one of the newer ones on the scene is the Bureaucrash organization at bureaucrash.com. That's their website. We've had the former Crashers.
They've been around almost going in more than 5 years.
Is that long? Really? Yeah. I've only been aware of them for a couple, 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. But they really, I think they've really made a splash as of recently. They've started to get bigger, and the Bureaucrash social website has been getting more and more popular. Mm-hmm. They've got their own social, what do you call those? Social networking
site?
websites. And so we've been promoting that in the past, and we've had former Crashers in Chief Jason Talley on the show. We've had former Crasher in Chief Pete Ayer on the show. Both of those guys are actually touring the country right now in the Motorhome Diaries, and I'm sure we'll hear from them again. But Jason and Pete are no longer in charge of the organization, and so the Crasher in Chief chair was open up until a few days ago when they filled the organization behind Bureaucrash, CEI, filled the chair with someone named Lee Doran. And we've got Dan on the line in New Jersey. And Dan, you're pretty upset about this. When I first saw the story about this guy getting appointed, it didn't look good. There wasn't a lot of detail on what he believed. But when I clicked over on his blog, I saw links to like Michelle Malkin and other conservative, neoconservative, right-wing organizations. And that was pretty disturbing to me. I thought, well, you know, maybe this guy is on the right track. Maybe he's moving toward freedom and coming to understand liberty. But then again, I was wondering why they would appoint someone like that to an organization called Bureaucrash in the first place. And I just want to get your thoughts on who this guy is. What have your observations been? What do people need to know about him? And then what can we do about it, Dan?
Okay, well, my background with Bureaucrash is actually, it was one of the very first libertarian or liberty-oriented organizations that I got involved with when I discovered these ideas back when I was in high school, and that was in 2001. And this is actually before, actually even before Jason Talley was involved. There was another crasher in chief before him. Hmm. So I've been in the organization for a while, and I'm, you know, there are a lot of unanswered questions right now going on about exactly what CEI, the Competitive Enterprise Institute, is doing. If they're that out of touch with what the organization is, if they're just naive, or if they're intentionally trying to steer it toward more of a kind of Republican neocon thing. But basically, this all started Saturday night. Lee Doran, as you mentioned, posted, you know, sort of a Meet Lee Doran bio, and he's since pulled that down off of the website because of the negative reaction. He kind of, you know, ran over his you know, his achievements and kind of his resume. He's a recent law graduate from Illinois.
That's a bad sign.
He's been blogging over at rightwingnews.com.
Bad sign.
Site, but I mean, that's significant. Right wing news.
Yeah.
That's a little alarming. He also has a video blog on YouTube called How the World Works. And I've watched actually a lot of his videos, and they're all just kind of rants. I mean, honestly, if you were just reading the transcript of it with no name, you would think it was Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh. Mm. They're really just slamming Democrats, slamming leftists. There's very little criticism of Republicans or any sort of, you know, people you would call conservatives. There's some alarming things. He's made some statements. He's in one video is discussing you know, nuclear proliferation in Iran and North Korea, and he says that I want America to have as many nukes as possible, and that because he wants America to be the strongest country in the world. In another video, he says that, you know, forget about whether waterboarding is torture or not, because it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It mattered to the American servicemen that it was done to in World War II, and they called it torture.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is that, you know, initially a lot of people, of course, I was thinking, you know, okay, give the guy a chance, maybe...
That's what I was thinking at the beginning of this call.
Maybe people's, you know, initial reactions are just that, you know, hey, who's this new guy coming in and trying to run things? But, you know, immediately off the bat, people were trying to ask him about his positions. He was given really cryptic kind of politician answers, mm-hmm. not giving direct answers to questions. And really just a condescending kind of attitude, you know.
Right. It sounds to me like he's only interested in crashing the bureaucracies that the Democrats support. If it's a Republican bureaucracy like the military, this guy's all in favor of it. So, I mean, right on its face, the term bureaucrash doesn't seem to be an organization that someone like this, a partisan guy like this, should be running. Yeah. It's very disturbing to me, and I think it's more evidence that there is a concerted effort to take over liberty-oriented organizations on a national level like they did with the Libertarian Party. It's been infiltrated by neoconservatives or conservatives or whatever the hell you want to call them, people that do not agree with the non-aggression principle, to take over and essentially make them into useless organizations that do absolutely nothing to advance liberty in our lifetime, and just basically wrest them away from truly principled people that actually do believe in freedom. And I think the Libertarian Party has gone so far that they can't be saved. I personally believe that. I'm not going to spend any of my time trying to save the Libertarian Party. But I think Bureaucrash is a cool organization, and I think it's relatively still new on the scene. I think it's not too late here to turn this around. And by the way, I was talking with Jason Talley from MotorhomeDiaries.com earlier today, and he mentioned to me that people have been asking this Lee Doran guy all kinds of questions, as you had said, and he's been giving vague answers. But I was told that he apparently has basically said that he does not support the non-aggression principle in any way.
But so, from whom?
Jason Talley told me that.
Yeah, it was really difficult. We were, a lot of the users there were in a chat room with him today, and Zach Fix, you guys probably know him.
Zach Fix is the former host of Bureaucrash's Podcrash. Zach instant messaged me over the weekend to say he was quitting the organization over this.
Yeah, and I haven't talked with him one-on-one, but today he kind of moderated a chat, let a lot of us ask questions without overwhelming the Lee Doran guy. And, you know, he was kind of evasive on the non-aggression principle. He's made statements like, I define self-defense more loosely than most of you do. He's also said things like, well, I don't think Iraq was a good idea, but now that we're there, we have to win.
Oh, jeez.
And I just don't know what that means. Anyway, basically, a lot of us there are trying to, you know, turn the organization around. Of course, I think that CEI has made a terrible choice in hiring him.
Yeah, this is a big mistake.
I spoke with Lee today one-on-one, and I said, look, this isn't personal. I'm discouraging people from making personal attacks against you, but this is CEI's screw-up. You're a bad choice for the job, and, you know, that's basically it. The thing is that Bureaucrash, I mean, anyone can be a member. Anyone can come and contribute on the social networking site, but if you're going to be the leader of the organization, you need to have principles that are in line with the membership.
Well, I think that you need to if you want me to continue being a member, and I think that's what maybe needs to happen here is, and I don't know what you guys have planned, but basically let CEI know that if they don't make a change on this and quickly, we're going to pull out from supporting the organization, and I'm going to close down my Bureaucrash social account, and I have no interest in making any mention of Bureaucrash in the future.
I'm not sure that CEI cares. I've emailed.
Well, I'm interested in what they have to say about it.
I've emailed the individual who is supposedly that Lee Doran reports to and given him my thoughts, and I know some other people have as well. I started a group over on the social networking site, Bureaucrash Social, called Countering the Crasher in Chief.
Let us know, Dan, what they say when they get back to you, because I am not interested in continuing to promote an organization that is not going to be in line with liberty, and if they don't make a change, I think that we need to have a mass exodus. I thank you for the call
from
tonight. Keep us in the loop. Thank you. Yes, from Bureaucrash. Hour 3 coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
AlecEase.com is a community for self-learners. At AlecEase, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlecEase at AlecEase.com. Again, that's AlecEase.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.